Two Akdamas. Number one is I just got a major cold last night, so I apologize for the way I sound. It also means that I can't. Yeah. So, A, that's going to be. I hope I can project my voice, and B, that means it's going to be good for you. We can't get into any good fights that we usually do. I'm sorry. I'll just stand here quietly and nod my head and say yes.
If we fight with you, we'll find your voice.
I'm afraid of that because that's going to hurt me. That's what I'm worried about. Second thing is I got a phone call today. Like your mama said, 11:15, I got the, person, their car died. They have to buy new cars. And what's to divide in 9 days? Is it good? Okay. Then they said, by the way, the person tells them it's a very good price. The car has no tags. So they're planning to go there and pick up, they'll put their tags on the car and drive around, but that's really, it's not really registered. There's no insurance on the car. So really, it's against the Namakusa. Are they allowed to do it? This is the shot I got. It's 11:15 today. Like, you know, halacha l'maisa, are they allowed to do this or not? You know, so I asked him, do you speed? So he says he doesn't go beyond a certain point. He says, is that because you're scared of the ticket or because you hold the decision in the makus? He says, because of both. I said, okay, so then you shouldn't do it. You know, the deal is, does the karech din makus din? Does it have a karech to actually create the halacha on hanhag of the person? Or is it right? Listen, they have a right if they catch you without tags. They have a right to charge you a fare. Fine, okay, I have no problem with that. This goes into Tikkun b'nei Medina, which is then he asked me, does this go into this? Didn't think of it. Yeah, I think it does, because with the purpose of having insurance is this way, people will be able to get paid in case there's a problem. So they made a law you can't drive without insurance. That's Pasha's goes into Tikkun b'nei Medina. Is that a power to charge you if you do it, or is that power to legislate your actions, etc.? So that was the Shaila, which is Machlokes in the Pesukim. So I said, if they tell me you can't speed, so then you can't do this either. Tell me you can speed, you can do this. They go together. The other side by speeding is the trend is that everybody agrees they can charge you. That everybody's masking, they can charge you money for it. That's not the shayla. They could definitely charge you money for it. The question is, the dinah machusa dinah, else dinah machusa, does have a koyach to legislate that it's halachically that it's also to do it, or just that if you do it, you'll be charged. Rishak mentioned jaywalking. We'll start the sugya. There's a mice that's brought down in Oral Hanum. The Oral Hanum was in America, and he was going with somebody. He was mocked with all times in America, not the jaywalk. So somebody asked him, "Dinah machusa dinah?" He didn't answer that question. He says, you have to have a karsa type to the Medina, which says chesed to you, and that's one of their laws. You have to respect their laws because of a karsa type to the Medina. It's a fascinating thought process. He said, also a karsa type to the Malchus, the Medina, which is taking care of you, you have to respect their laws. Also a karsa type to the Malchus, you have to respect their laws. That was what Ruch Hadam said. He was mocked the whole time he was here, not the jaywalk. I'm not that frum. Okay.
So what
did
you tell him?
What I tell him? I asked him if he told me he doesn't speed. Told him he's not going to not speed. He's a chayshav and a sheik. So then you have the same problem. They said, the eighth is, you get a fellow who's a dealer, so I put him in contact with a guy who's a dealer. So that's part of the right, is to pick up cars. They use their dealer place. So I connected him with somebody who's a dealer. That was the practical rabbinic part.
That's not the shiddah.
What?
He's not a dealer, he's not allowed to drive a dealer.
Okay, so that I don't know. Okay, have to ask a doctor, a lawyer, or whatever. Okay, so what I want to try and do in the sugya, the sugya is Chavim in the Yam. There's really two sugyas here in the sugya. When I gave the Hakdam, I sort of was monomous to that we could get stuck on Gezalakim the whole time and forget about the Dinah Machusa Dinah. I really don't want to do that. I would like to talk about the Dinah Machusa Dinah part. So maybe we'll just touch on one or two Nakudas in the Gezalakim part, but I really don't want to get bogged down on that. We could probably, the Mercer's not here. We probably could make a whole one on that topic. But I'm not sure we want to make that, publicize that in the flyers. The topic is Gezalakim, whether it's mutter or not. We could probably have to find a different way of saying it. But that deserves its own sugya. Matzim deserves its own sugya.
Put the hagla
on
every time I mention Gezalakim.
Right. You're talking about that. The Ovdei Ben Azor from a mall. Right. Okay. Right. Yeah. Okay, so so the Mishnah says this halacha main part. So the Mishnah asks, the Mishnah says that you can't be parted from the tapas of Muhsin. So which means the Mishnah is telling me that there's some issue over here mitzad the dinah gezeilah. The Gemara asks the kasha. Rabbi Shmuel dinah mechusa dinah. So Shmuel says dinah mechusa dinah. The presentation of the Gemara is that the Mishnah says it's a problem because Shmuel says it's mutter. So why does the Mishnah say it's oser? The Gemara doesn't ask it the other way around. And how can Shmuel say it's that dinah mechusa dinah? The Mishnah says not like it. The Gemara doesn't ask it that way. The Gemara asks it. That we're asking from Shmuel on a Mishnah, which is a fascinating thing. We're asking Shmuel from a Mishnah, and the next piece of Gemara, the Gemara says the same thing. The Gemara's lashon is also the same thing. The Gemara says in the second lashon of the Gemara, you could argue that they're going on the Maaseh with Masel Ha. It says on Rekiva. So Rekiva says. How can it be mutter? Shmuel says it's aser. So it means we have a Mishnah which clearly says it's mutter, and Shmuel says it's aser. How can you tell me it's mutter? Shmuel says it's aser. You're asking an atana from an amara. It's a halagarbahu. So Rabbi Sachs mentioned that there's that ritua over there in the Dorim which says that we lometzino chalak al zeh. And throughout Shas, we do not find anybody argues on the sin of the dinah. If the davar muskim mitzad the sugis hagemara. Why is it mechusa Shmuel? I don't know. If so, like why exactly? You know, before Shmuel, did anybody think of it? I mean, only the Maravis pointed out. I'm not sure what happened. I don't know what happened. I don't understand that. But you see from the Gemara that it's clear that Ridwa is the lashon of the Mahalach of Ridwa is mukhar from the Gemara, because otherwise, how can Shmuel the Gemara be asking from Shmuel on a Tana? So okay. So this din of Shmuel is a davar which is muskim. That din of mechusa dinah. If you saw the Miri over here says that the Miri over here ties it in, the Miri towards the end of the Sugya ties it into the Sugya of Sanhedrin, of Parsha Samel. Right? The reason why the Nebuchadnezzar did it, because we hold like the Mandavra over there in Sanhedrin, which says the Kalab Kasim of Parsha Samel, Malach was Mudribar. So, in that thought process, you're going to end up with a very difficult thing, because there's a Mandavra and then over there in the Mandavra told Malach Osirbar. So, according to the thought process of the Miri, there is a Tana which holds that Dinah Mechusa is not Dinah. If Dinah Mechusa Dinah is built on the Sugya of Parshas HaMelech, so it comes out to somebody which holds that it's also. So then the Gemara is very punished. The Gemara's Kasha is punished difficult to understand. How could you ask for a number punished on the Mishnah from Shmuel, knowing that there's a Tana who disagrees? So you can ask all the way around. Look, we have a Stam Mishnah which is saying not like Shmuel. That does catch the fragment. You have a Stam Mishnah which says that we paskin not like the Mandam over there, Melech Mutzer, but we paskin. The more doesn't say over there, and it does not come to any Maskam. Right? The more weather brings the story of Shmuel, that the Kaisel came to Shmuel, they want a Melech. And Shmuel was very upset. Kadosh Baruch Hu says they're not being moist in you; they're being moist in me. And you should, since they asked, you should give them a melech. And Shmuel tries to discourage them from giving the melech, and he tells them Parshas HaMelech. He says the melech is going to come. He's do all these wonderful things to you. He's going to take away your sons. He's going to take away your daughters. He's going to take away your fields. He's going to take away. He's going to charge you money, etc., etc., etc. Okay. So is that just this is what kings do, but it's not really mutter? Or is it bats and it's mutter? That's the machlokes over there in the morning. Sanhedrin. Shmuel holds Melech Mutter Boy, and Rav holds Melech Osir Boy. So Shmuel, so Miri says, Gevaldik, you know, it doesn't. Miri says that Shmuel's going to Lashit Osir. Shmuel said Melech Mutter Boy, and Shmuel says, Enem Chosa Dinah. But we have a favorite. Rav says, not like that. So it comes out, according to Miri's thought process, Rav would hold Dinah. There's no grounding, there's no source for the power of the Melech to make these Dinah. And therefore, there's no problem in Mavriachas and Mechas. So the whole Gemara, quite the Miri's thought process, is going to be very difficult. I just want to point out that in Mukhi Yosef, over there in Bava Basra, we'll look at Bava Basra, a lot of the Mishnah, which handle the Sukkot and Mechazin, talk about more about Bava Basra than they talk about over here. It's a very important Ben Yarn over there, Ramban.
The Mishnah that runs ahead of you, right?
I'm sorry?
The Mishnah over here wasn't runs ahead, it was a Raya.
The Gemara doesn't mention anything about any of these points, right? So it's also kash. Right. The Mukhi Yosef paskins that Melech Osir Boy But the Milgiris also says we hold dinam chazadinus. He's clearly saying al-dimiri that the two things are not totally zebizet, which would pashas misad sugas ha-gemora. That seems very clear that there's two different sugas, no shaykh, one of the other. It's a gra in Shin Samach Tes. The Gra also, in the dinam chazadinus, he brings down the parshas, because we'll call it Amr parshas melech, melech mutterboy. So the Gaon also is going with the Mahalach of this Mahalach of the Miri that he ties the two together, which it's very difficult to learn up in the Sugya of Gemara. That the Torah tells you that. Haloi Dabrahu, that you look at most of the Rishonim. Rishonim do not go in that Mahalach, right? The Rishonim over there in the Yisrael Bar Basra, the round that Rabbi Sacks mentioned, the round over there in the Dorim, you know. There's a mahalach based on Rashi. They do not go with this mahalach of tying the two together, which, look, at first glance, the Miri makes a lot of sense. You know, it's Shmuel and Shmuel. It's almost like it almost jumps up the page at you. But you see that the Dafka didn't do that. That because of this problem, the Sugya Gemara, you cannot learn the Sugya Gemara and along these lines that you're going to tie the two together. So that's the first order. Just Mitzad, that Miri seems to be difficult to understand Mitzad the Sugya Gemara over here. Okay, so Mori has Dinam Chusa Dinah. Amar Chanina Bar Kana Amar Shmuel B'Muchas Shein Lo Kitzva the Rabbi Yana Amar B'Muchas Ha'Oyvin Me'Elo. So Mori gives two Terutzim. Or Rashi points out, even though he does have a ketzev, fill yesh lo kitzva. Now I'm not clear. Pashut, how to learn the Gemara? I don't think I understand exactly how muchsim work 100% in the Metzias of how muchsim worked over there to understand how muchas is me'elo. So the Marshal over here says that there was a sar who wasn't appointed by the king to charge taxes. He says, listen, Zanish Kenar, you know, my son the star, I'm going to charge taxes. Right? So, you know, it's Kiela one day, the parallel we should have over here, so there's income tax, and then there's, you know, there's other types of taxes, etc. So one day, you know, the guy's the mayor, he says, listen, I'm the mayor, you know, my son the mayor, so I'm going to charge you extra taxes. You know, but that's not, the Rashi says it's Yesh L'Kitzvah. So he's Armin Me'elah, but it's Yesh L'Kitzvah. So it seems to be a din over here. What is the problem of Ein L'Kitzvah? What does it mean? The Rashi says Ein L'Kitzvah is Enoch Kechol Chafsa. He was Kivla Mechas Min Melech, Radar Kotzev, Kach L'Shono. So that's not Gazel Rashi says. So, Pasha, the case of Rashi was the person paid off the king. He went up to the king and said, "Listen, you need X amount of money for your taxes. Here's the money. I'll pay you up front, and I have a right to collect." Now, even the king, when he went to collect, the king needs, let's say, you know, just for Bishvil, the king needs $1 million a year. He doesn't charge taxes of $1 million. He charges taxes of 50 or more than that because it costs some money to collect. He has to hire the soldiers and he has to hire the agents. So it costs the money to collect the money. So he's not going to charge that's his gross, his net that he needs for himself, for everyone is $1 million. He's going to the gross is going to be $1.5 million. So I'm a caliph from the melech, but Dabar Kotzev, $1.5 million. I paid the king $1 million. Now I saved him all the money of going out to work, doing all of the gviyah. So I pay him $1 million. But I have a right to collect $1.5 million. That's called the Yesh Lo Kitzvah. Right? Now, if I'm good at it, so I can put, it costs him $500,000 to pay for the soldier. I can do it for $200,000. Right? You know, I'll get, you know, cheaper people. So I pocket $300,000. So I'm keep to the ketzin that the king would charge. And so, but on the other hand, it's worth it for me. I'm making money. The ain't look kids for the guy just says whatever. Just well, I have the power. Let's do it. So I'm sure that would be the case of Me'elov. Now he went and came along and said he did it, and then he's going to present to the king what he was supposed to be to the king. For Yeshua Kitzvah. So that's one way to learn. There are other ways to learn, but there would be at least a potential way to learn. Okay.
So you're learning Me'elov, it's similar to the way that the Ram learned it, that Me'elov, that he was kind of the Mefes, he was kind of the rights.
Well, the first case, the first case was he was kainan. Me'elov means he wasn't kainan. He's going to pay it to the king afterwards. He wasn't kainan because his wife's Me'elov, right? So
the way it's being explained, that sounds like that he's assuming the rights. I mean, he came to the king and he paid the $1 million. Me'elov, stam Me'elov, would sound like that the guy has mamash no shaykh and he appoints himself. He starts walking around collecting taxes.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm looking at that. Think the case is the case before was he bought.
Okay.
But the yesh lo kitzur, he's not charging more than what the king would charge under the circumstances.
Maybe he doesn't give
us
the king at all. He just.
So the Yavshar Shema learns, he's keeping for himself.
Yesh lo kitzur just means that he doesn't pick up one person more than the other.
Oh, so that's I understand that. That's the same. There's, you could learn like that.
We didn't set him up every year, then he's taking.
Right, so the shaila is, what is that? So the other way to learn the Gemara is that we're talking about he's not giving the king b'chal. Shalom Eisa Melech. But he's a sorry here. He's not planning to give the king after. He's giving his own. So that's not the Nama Chosadino. So what is that? So who cares? He decides to be, you know what? Listen, opportunities, but you can't overcharge. So he charges everybody whatever. So who cares? But he has nobody. He has, right?
That we want to not be given opportunity.
So saying, so what do you mean? What do you mean? The word yesh lo kitzvah. The word yesh lo kitzvah. Those. So then the card that's irrelevant. It's I mean, what's the catch of it? What? Right. I can understand that, but the Rashi says Rashi's bothered by cash. We said before, what's the kiddush? What are we adding? Is Rashi we're adding even though he has a ketzah? What's that ketzah that we're handling? That there's a havamina that we're having a havamina that make a difference. That's what I'm trying to say. Yes, so the poiskim, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, brought down that the chilek is that this din of din machus din is only charging everybody equally. If one person charges more, one person charges less, that's not called din machus din. And one of the ways to learn it, because that's the din of ketzav, the Gemara is referring to. The Gemara is referring to the ketzav. The point of ketzav is that he keeps to a set amount. And Eilu Kitzvah means, right, not so much not to kochach, he's taking more than the king allowed him to do, because maybe the king allowed him to take more. That's part of the Nuchus also. The point, he's doing it arbitrarily. So then the point over here, this fellow's not doing it arbitrarily, but who are you? But then again, like, what's the Kiddush in that? Well, if it's going back to the Melech, so then he's going to collect, pay the Melech what he's supposed to pay. I have a Havamina, maybe that works. No, I'm sorry, excuse me, you have no right to start with Havkino. I hear what the Kiddush is. The second way, I understand what the Kiddush is. Okay, so, I don't know. The Morris says the second the conversation is going in the case of Klayim, I feel like I'll be start begotten, Lavriya Pesha Mechus, so the Tana says you can't do it. Malik Rabbi Kiva holds that you can't do this to the Friyachas Amechas. Shimon says, Shimon Kim Mutta, Friyachas Amechas. Some more says, the Gabi Klein, they're arguing, some of the Shimon is Kabin Mutta, some of the Shimon is Kabin is also. Friyachas Amechas, Mishori. Ramashul, the Nimachos, find the same Teretz. I don't want to get stuck on this. I just want to point out that the Kiddush of the Gemara over here by the case of Klein, that it's really, it's a Sugya in Hilchus Klein, what this of Klein is. So that's over in the Gemara, the Morris called the Shimon is Kabin. I mean, you're putting on the bag, and you're putting on the bag, and the shame putting on the bag. So what do you mean? It's not a shame. So if the issue of klayim is the benefit from the klayim, the hanos kimum or the hagana from the nature whatever, around you, whatever, you know, the elements. That's what we're thinking. We're looking for. Thank you. Right. So yeah, I wasn't mechav for that hanoa. I really couldn't care less whether it makes me warm or cold, etc. I just want to make sure that I walk through the toll booth and it doesn't charge me because I'm wearing the clothing. So you have to learn that in the Gemara because what's called Darshan Miskavan? He did a Maisa Lavisha, the Shema Maisa Lavisha. What's interesting, which not getting involved in, there's a theory of Piskei Rambam on this issue. When you learn the Sukkim Klayim, there is this to go to what exactly is this? Is the Isra the Hanoa from the Levisha? Is it the Maisa Levisha? The more seems in Masma that you know that's clearly more that there's a din it has to be a Maisa of Levisha, which is Yesh B'Hanoa, but the Isra is the Maisa Levisha with the Tanai of Hanoa or not. This would be more dharma if you want to really handle it. It's more dharma to Malach Hashem Tzvi Lagufa, which doesn't exist by Shavu'i Surim, than a Dabar Shein Miskavim. Unless you learn that the Iker Isser is not the Levish, Iker Isser is the Hanoa, and that he wasn't Mechavim for. Fine.
Is it a
Tzik Reisha? Lav Davka. It's the Hanos Chimum is if you want Hanos Chimum, you know, he wore the Lush of the Mishnah over there was a Phil Serb Gadam Zal Gabizet. Right? So he's wearing the 10th Begad. I don't know whether there's actually any in the Hanos Chimum. It's a Maisa Levisha, there's no Hanos Chimum necessarily.
The other question that hold there was no Sikhish by Shai's son, right?
No, the more says the tzikresh does apply by shari sirim. If that's clear, the shav's all the way around. The shari sirim tzikresh is at the rice. The rush says that by Shabbos, even when there's a tzikresh, it still applies not a malach as much Shabbos. It'll only be the rabbanim. By shari sirim, it'll be the rice. Okay. So the Mor says the third kasha from Nerdin Laharogin. The Quran and the Muksin, she shall shuma, she shall be some melech, up she ain't a shuma, she ain't a shuma melech. The Muksin, or Mishol, the Nishma Kusadina, so Ain Lakitzba, Mukhas of Ela, Ravashi, and Rabbi Mukhas Kanani. So now Ravashi comes along and says the third teretz, which he didn't have before. What's he going back on? So this is the Dian over here in the Rashba, the Ravid. The Gemara in the Dorim, which has the same this kasha, whether the Mishnah of the Nodu the Harag and the Gemara of the Dorim and Chavches, the Gemara only gives two terutzim. The Gemara gives the teretz of Muchas Rav Meila or Muchas Shein Lekitzva. Does not say the teretz of Muchas Goy. Doesn't say that teretz over there in the Gemara in the Dorim. So the Rav says it's going back on the last case, and that's where it said it. It's going back and answering the case number two, the case of being Mavriach Hazemechas by the Klayim, and the case number three, the case of Nodu the Harag and the Charamim. The answer was a Muchas Goy. That's what the Rabbi says. Comes the Rashi says, I don't get it. How is it going to be answering the case of the Lanrogan? So what's the text of the Mormon? Muchas Kanani. So therefore what? So Muchas Kanani means, like the more the Tanya. There's a heter of Hakos Halvoal, that's the flow of the Gemara. So even though he's not overcharging, and even though he wasn't Amim Me'elov, he bought from the king, he has a right to buy from, he bought it from the king, it belongs to him, Yilad Mifki Havoah. But Tosfos Mavor later on, Kupchit Yudalam and Aleph, that even by Hakos Halvoah, it's not shot that the Shibud Moment is gone, the Shibud Moment is still there, it's rather you have a right to not to pay. Rukhaim speaks it out, and Rukhaim Stenslav speaks it out, that together has cause of war. It's not Mavkiya the Sheba, the Sheba's lives. It's a halacha in, you don't have to pay. So he says, Naftimina, if the goy will now sell this to a Jew, sell this kaib to a Jew. So you can't say, well, since the goy had the kaib was bought the whole. Because there's a din of kos halvot, it's a bitul, the kilo, the chayv is never there, so when he sells it to the Jew, I don't have to pay. No, why do you have to pay? It belongs to the Jew, the sheba never was bought, so the sheba is still there, the chayv moment is there. Now the Jew owns it, you can't be mafkiya halvot from a Jew, so you have to pay. Another nafkiya, he says, the case that the goy would be Megayer. If the goy is Megayer, see if the pshat of kos halvot was mafkiya the chayv. See, before you went to Bezdin and you were mafkiya the chayv, the mice, it's mufkiya. Because Bezdin, you have a credit not to pay. But you see, when Toys said that, that's not the getter. The getter, the chayv is still there. You bet some owe the money. Elamai what? You have a din. You're not mafkiya. Mitzah din ishi, but it bets him, it's a chayv. The din of course, of all, you're not mafkiya to pay the goy. Remember the whole gazalakim. It's the goy's chayv, so you're taking it. Right? The box says, brings the ray, it still belongs to the goy, it's not yours. It's not. The dini moment of Shabbat didn't change. It belongs to the goy. The Reuven says you're not yotze lochem by esrig with the gezel akum. It's not yours. But the chayv moment is still here. So now he's Megayer. You have to pay. So, getting to the sugya over here, the Rashi says, so how can this be answering the kasha? If you're looking up the cases, the Muchas Kanani, the Tanya, and the Oyser of the Gemara is the Sora of Kosovo. So the Goy bought the rights to the Mefes. Okay, so you're allowed to have Tia the Chayv and not pay him. But that's not an oinus that goes into the rule of Nidre Oinsen. It's something which is yours and you're about to lose it. So the Moras Mechadish, the Mishnah's Mechadish over there in the Mishnah's Adornim, that under those circumstances, like the Rashi points out, even though we have a rule normally that The Rosh Hashanah made him Devarim. So he's making the netter. You make a netter, you say, they ask you, this is truma, really, it's truma, basically, really, okay, I want you to make a netter, it's also to eat, you're never going to eat, you're not going to eat food unless this is true. So he says, I'm not going to eat food if it's not true. Fine. And he thinks his mind, hayoyim. So I'm not going to eat today. So he made a netter, became a netter, and everything is good. But I don't want to the bottom. He says, under the circumstances, because of the oneness, they allow you to rely on that. It's mukhrach, that that's what you meant, and therefore you're allowed to rely on that. It's only because the Mishnah says, because the dinam nitri oneset. The Mishnah says there's four shmuas, there's four nadorim, arba nadorim, which there's the dorim which are, because of the gusman, the garb, because of the shkagas, and there's the dinam nitri oneset. Nidri Einstein is because of the Einus. So what's the Einus? Of course it was. It's Harbachah's moment. You owe the money. Elamai what? There's a right. You have a right to make a profit. So really, if you go to your account that you write in your ledger, you write ledger that you owe X amount of money. So that's not, that's money which you don't have. That's money which is just like Elamai what? You have a right to go to Bez and play and dray him out and not make him to Bez. It's Harbachah, Dr. Rashba. Harbachah is no Einus to make money. There's no heter of that Mishnah over there. You want to make money, so you'll be loiter to people to make, be able to make profits. So that's the Rashi's problem. Pashas Lachar, the Raivad, who says not like that. The Raivad understands of Kosovo differently. And you have to work out the whole sugya according to the Raivad. That Pasha, that's the welcome of the Machloikis between the Raivad and the Rashi. But the Rashi says there's no way you can say this going back on the answer in the case of the Maragan. So what's it answering? It's answering the case of the case of Klayim. You let him have riches and mechus because that's a case of havkasavu. It's not answering our Mishnah, because if that's the case, when the people paid him, they didn't. It's not gazel what he took. He's not over me'elov. He's not elov kitzva. He's charging what he's supposed to be charging. So you have a right to not pay him, but you do pay him. Tosha says it's called you paid him money that you owe him. So where's the gazel? Why is tevis muksin money of gazel? So why can't they be parted from him? If that's the person you're talking about you can be parted from him. So it's not answering question number one. It's not answering question number three. It's answering question number two. The Ravid's problem, obviously, is so why does it say it after question number three when it's only answering question number two and not one or three? That's really strange. Yes.
Take a step back for a second. If when the guy, Jew, has a halva and sells it to the guy, then Jew that he holds it to can't collect it. So we took the reverse. Right? When the guy is the guy, now all of a sudden he can't. The car is not possible. So I owe Ruvain money. So I'm going to sell that debt to Ivan. And now Ruvain won't be able to collect it, although he can collect it from me. Is that what happens? So I'm really
I'm not with you.
My debt to Lucas.
Who?
Ruben owes Shimon $100.
Okay, Ruben owes Shimon $100. I mean, Ruben borrowed money from Shimon.
Right.
Shimon's the mouth.
Shimon's the mouth.
Okay.
Shimon, right, the mouth,
yeah,
goes and sells the halva to
go Ivan
the girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Shimon got his money. He sold the car. He's right. Happy. Good.
Yeah.
Now comes
Ruben,
the door.
Now Ruben is not here because he had a patient.
Right.
And now he doesn't have to pay the bill.
Right.
That's 100% legitimate, right?
Yeah.
Even though the Shimon went, the guy will come back to Shimon and say, so
you want to know, didn't it get me? What happens? But I don't know. You'll have to. I don't know. But say, maybe Tzad, the Sugya, yeah, that's correct. You might be called Kol Hashem, you know, if you work out the case. Okay.
The reason again why the Rashi can't answer the last question?
Because the Rashi says that the mission of there of Einsim is a lock on Einus. So if I'm losing money, which is money that I'm supposed to have, the Haragan or the Haraman or the Mukhis is coming to take money from me, which I don't owe. It's not, I don't owe anything at all. I have no right. So don't touch that. Listen, you want to steal from me? That's very nice. Don't touch that. It belongs to Beis Hamelech. So if you take that, the king's going to come after you. Oh, I'm not going to touch Beis Hamelech. So I saved my money. It's my money. I saved it from him. So the Rashi over here, it's not my money. I owe the guy the money, Betsy. Of course it was. I had to do it. That's my old guy money. Terrence said, well, I have a right to be marviach and not pay. So I'm going to now be matter nidrei einsim to make a profit. That there's no such heter. The heter nidrei einsim is to save your money. That's what the heter was, not to make profits. Okay, so again, so the Muchas Goy, the way the Rashba is learning, so the Rambam comes along and says, but the Rambam says all three terutzim in the din of paying you know, this din over here of taking from the Muchas. He was answering the Mishnah also, because the Rambam says it's a different point. The Rambam learns up to the point of Muchas Goy is that we assume min hastam that he's overcharging. It's Ein Lo Kitzbur. So the Mora reads by Muchas Yisrael, we have to have a idea that he's Ein Lo Kitzbur. But if it's a Muchas Goy, that Rashi is saying, by Muchas Goy, we assume automatically that it's Ein Lo Kitzbur, and therefore it's a din of Gazel, and that answers the question, our Mishnah, and answers all the Mishnah is also, whether also. So he's going to be coming and taking something you're not Muchas to pay, so you ought to make an editor and stop him. That's how Rambam learns the Gemara. So it's a totally different Teretz. Totally different Mahalach in the Gemara. The problem with the Rambam is, what's the flow into the next part of the Gemara? So that you have to learn the Rambam, that the Gaon says that the Rambam did not have the Gersa Ditanya, the Rambam had a Gersa Tanya. So it's no Shaykhus. Right? No, the way we have the Gemara, the Gemara is saying Muchas Goy, and the Gemara is flowing into this whole Sugya of Havkos Havoah, which is explaining the Svar of Muchas Goy. Ditanya, and after we finish with the whole Sugya, Shteta, there's a din of Yoladim Havkia Havoah Begoy. There was no overcharging here at all, but Yolad over. According to the Rambam, the point of Muchas Goy is he overcharges. End the conversation. Now, new Sugya, big two dots. Tanya, we learned the interesting halacha of Havkos Havoah Begoy. No Shaitan to the previous Gemara. That's what going to the Rambam in the Gemara. Do you understand, why the Rambam would like to learn the Rav Ashi is going back? Because, I mean, like, according to the Ravid, he's answering questions number 2 and 3, not number 1. According to the Rashi, he's answering question number 2 and not 1 and 3. According to the Rambam, he's answering all 3. Right? But the problem is, what's the Hemshech? So the Rashi regains the Hemshech, and he has a problem. The Ravid is, out of all the Pshatim, he said, Sugya of Gemara, the Ravid is the nicest. The problem which we have with the Ravid is, how's the Ravid going to learn the Tosis Kasha Kufidal Amanal? If you learn the Lovers of the Ravid, he agrees, he learns that Havkos Havoah is Taka Havkoah in the Chayv. So why over there you're allowed to be, the Maisi, since you're allowed to be Mavkir Chayv, there's no Chayv anymore. So even to Adam, you're being Mavs of the Yisra. Okay. Now, what's the case? So the Gemara says, let's say you learn the Gemara, not like the Rambam. The point over here is that there's a special heter, what's the case of Muchas? Like Rashi says, the case of Muchas is he bought from the king. So the king needs to collect that X amount of money, comes along, somebody says, listen, I'm a rich guy, I'm going to pay you the rights to collect those taxes, here's your money, and I'm going to go collect the taxes. So Yisrael does that, belongs to Yisrael now. He bought from the king. The king had a right to charge taxes. So I bought a valid legal right from the king, and I'm allowed to collect them. Now you're dealing with me, the Yisrael. I'm not overcharging you. I have to pay you. If a goy bought it from the king, and now I'm dealing with this goy, I'm allowed to be mafkia the havo of the goy. But it means havkia havo over here means the goy moment that I have, based on the fact that this goy bought it from the king, and tell the king I have a key to pay taxes. He sold it to this goy. This goy now has the shibud and everybody to collect. I mean, mafkia my shibud from the goy. I'm allowed to do that. Okay. So comes on the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says, so we say the din machus dinah. We understand it's applying to non-Jewish kings, right? So how do we understand the whole din of din machus dinah? If I can be mafkir the havo of a goy, so let me be mafkir the havo of the goy. So what's being mafkiriach me to pay? So it's not the our sugya, whoever's collecting, when we do collect it, it's proper, and that's more kasha. Then amuchos dina. So what's the gazel over here? But sad that dinam osel habriach is a meches. What's the problem? A lot of people bring here mechas. Even if it belongs to the king, stuff, a lot of people bring here mechas. What was the worst kasher? Have kosav was mutter. So that's the Kesef Mishnah's problem. So the truth is, if you look at the Ran over there in the Dorim, and you look at the censored part of the Ran, which is taken out, which is put in the bottom over there in the Izvahadr, the Ran says, halacha l'maisa, like that. says a case, and he says like this. So in the case of there's two ways that the relationship of the Muchas with the king was. One was that he'd buy from the king the rights to collect. It means he paid the king up front or afterwards, whatever it was, he buys from the king the right. It's now whatever he makes is his, and he has to pay the king X amount of money. So now Jew does that, it belongs to the Jew. So obviously you can't be Mariachas and Mechas. There's another scenario where he's acting as the agent of the king. So the money belongs to the king, it goes to the king, and he's getting paid a salary or a percentage, whatever it is, but he's working as an agent of the king. Comes on this Jew, to the Ram, and he's collecting for the Goyish king.
He's a Mamuna
to collect for the Melech. So now he's collecting for a Goyish king. So Zok the Ram, Mr. Muchas, who you're Mamuna to collect, you can't force the Jew who you're collecting from to pay, because he has a right to be Mefkiya Havo.
Mitzad
the king. Right? He owes money to the king. But the king is a goy. Right? So the Jew over here has a right to say, I'm not gonna pay. So Havkos Havo would work on the chayv to the king. Although my one, he says, Meiris HaMalchus, we understand that's not a smart idea. That Meiris HaMalchus, you can't play with the king because it's a dangerous thing to do. But Mitzad the Dini Mamun HaShaboy, you can have Kiyad HaChayv to the king. So Havkos HaBoah will play out vis-a-vis, not the case when the Goy bought the Mechus, which is the case with, we're dealing over here, Pashas, but even the case where the Goy did not buy the Mechus. The goy. We're talking about the mechas going straight to the king, but I can have kiyah my chayv to the king also. Of course, I was mutter. So, Ramanasha Klein has a shayla. The American law in America, we consider it a goyish government. So Hafkosav was mutter. I'm allowed not to pay my taxes. Right? Hafkosav was mutter to the Goyish government, and I'm allowed not to pay taxes because Hafkosav was. Even though the agent who's collecting, I'm sending the money in, he's not taking it for himself, but it goes to the government. The person that should be there, Hafkosav was. So the Kesef Mishnah asked the Kasha and the Rav. So the Rav and the Taka says, "Halacha l'maisa, that's true." He says, "In lo miyiras hamalchus." The Kesef Mishnah answers the Kasha of the Rambam, and he also seems to come along. It's basically his teretz is we can't play around with the Koyach of the king. Comes along the Mishnah and says, I don't get it. What happened to the Malchus of Dinah? So, what does it mean? I can have Kiyad? The king said you can only have Kiyad Koyach. There's a law in America that you can't not pay. That's part of Dinah Malchus. So, of course, I was Mutta, but there's a Dinah of Dinah Malchus that you can't be Kiyad Koyach over here. That does get the right of Dinah Malchus. So if, you talk about the Muchas Goy who bought it from the king says, I couldn't care less what happens with him afterwards. That's not my problem anymore. I got my money. I have a right to charge taxes. So we're starting with, I have a right to charge taxes, which you cannot be Mekia for me. So it's a valid chayv, and I sell it to the Goy. The Goy pays the king, and the king's very happy, and everything. The king's very wonderful. And the Goy says, okay, pay up. He says, who are you? You're a Goy. Of course, of all. So the Tzad, as soon as the Gemara over here, fine. But it's not the Mishnah Melech, but the case that the Ran is handling, where he's not buying it from the king, he's just a Mamunah for the king. And you're telling me there's a dinam havkos halboa on the chayv to the king, does get the right of dinam havkos adina, that you can't do that. So Mishnah Melech says, I don't get the kasha. I don't get the Kesef Mishnah's kasha. And then he quotes the Ran, and he has a list of it around without the censorship. So he quotes the Ran, and he says, again, he brings from the Marshak, no. He doesn't hold like that. Comes up to some server, because the server says, so 1 second. So how far does Dinah Machus HaDinah go? There's a din and din in Yisrael. Yisrael is a lot of Mefkiya Chayv of a Goy. And that included in that is the king, because he's a Goy, right? So it comes along the Goy, let's change the scenario. He says, comes along the king, and the king says, Dinah Machus HaDinah, Jews are not Mefkiya Chayv of a Goy, to Akum. Do I have to listen to that, the Dinah Machus?
What
right
do they have to
affect
what it says?
They
can't tell our halacha.
Jews can't what?
Jews can't be Mekiyach Chayv by Akum. What came along the king, he said, one day, he said, what? Interesting Gemara, right? He learned Daf Yomi, right? Because they do that, he learned Daf Yomi, he says, Mekiyach Chayv, I don't like this anymore. Makes a new law. Jews can't be Mekiyach Chayv by Akum. So now Dinah Machusa says, you can't be Mekiyach Chayv. What's the halacha?
That's discriminatory.
Goys can't be with Kiyah Chayv Goys either. Goys can't be with Kiyah Chayv Goys either. Nobody can be with Kiyah Chayv.
He's just saying, you don't have to tell the word. You can't be with Kiyah Chayv.
So some surface says it wouldn't work.
It
would not work. Some surface says it would not work. The Melech has no power. The Melech does not have a power to override Dinah Yisrael. And if Dinah Yisrael, the halacha is, I'm not mechuyah to pay mechuyah to the goy. The Melech cannot make change that. That's what some surface says. So that's where the Kasamish is coming from. There's no way for the Dinah Yisrael to tell me that I can't make mechuyah from the king. That's all it is. As the king said, you know, listen, all of get rid of Shtun, but do ich bin a guy, this guy you can't steal from. You can't be a guy from. But the halacha says, I could not be a guy from. You guy also, right?
Is that considered a din?
It's part of the Dinah Yisrael.
Do it.
Part of Dinah Yisrael says that Abkapaskin, the Samora comes out that the Havkosan was Mutter. Now, let's go back. If the makor for dinah mechuzin is parshas HaMelech, so it's not the din of that. So what is this din exactly? When the king charges me money, it says in the pasuk over there that the king gets to take meiser of your fields, right? Which is the core. Basically, he can charge taxes. It says the king can take you as avodim, which means he has a power over you. It's a kal v'chomer. He has a power over you. He has a right to that part. That therefore he has a right to charge you mammon also, and that's sanctioned by dinei atara. He has a right to sanction mammon, right? That's not pshat. There's a contractual agreement between the goy and the yid. I made a shibud mammon. It's not a shibud mammon. This is part of schusei hamelach. Mitzad malchus. So goy buys from him. He's a goy. Stop a goy. In other words, what's the some surfer saying? You see the some surfer again. If we're going to assume the parshas of Melech, that the core for this halacha is parshas of Melech, so some surfer, the Mishnah Melech is 100% right. Those gates are right. Parshas of Melech, if you're saying parshas of Melech applies to a goy, that he has this karech over you. So he has a karech over you. I'm a kiyach goy. What's a kiyach goy? This is part of his karechus over you. All right. If you tell me it's some type of agreement or whatever it is, the Ron says, I own the place, this is my deal. Okay, so it's a deal. You can't live here unless you do X. Okay, so I'm going to live here and not do X, and we'll see we'll work that out. Or everybody agreed to this. What can we agree? And I agreed to borrow money from you also, but tomorrow I'm not going to pay you money. But if you're going with Parshas HaMelech, it does get around to Parshas HaMelech. So the Parshas of Mr. Melech's point is he's understanding that the Din Machus Din is the Din Be'etzim. The Din Be'etzim, so it's no Shaykhus, of course, Halvo. The subserver is learning that that's not the mahalach, and therefore this gate to Ryan and the schus. It's end of the day, it applies a chayv to the king. It's a chayv to the king, so of course it will apply by the king also.
What does it mean? It's a din be'etzem. How does that work?
There was the Miri calls apart. It says it's based in parshas HaMelech. Right? So based in parshas HaMelech means that the part of the concept of malchus is that he has certain authority and power over people. So it's that part of his authority is to take money from you. Of course, of all, he can take you. So he can take your money. Of course, of all.
You say Shnei Dinim. I mean, it sounds silly to say that. I mean, it's like Shnei Dinim. You can take me. You can take my money. But if it's coming through like the perspective of Av Kos Av Vah,
maybe
it doesn't make sense.
No, that doesn't make sense.
And then after say that he can't be in any place.
What?
Still may not be able to say they came from Mokhiya.
Correct. Right. That's a different.
Can't be Mokhiya mindset.
Right. Because but that's that goes get through. Those get the Ryan and the Schus of the Melech. So we'll see. We get to Gemara and Bav Basra and then Haman Aleph. The more presents this concept of that there's more Kai Dehani Bebeis Malka. It's that Beetzim the Melech has a Schus over the Gufa people also. The Melech has a schus over the goof of the person. He can make him into an Eved if he wants.
But the Havkos HaMelech is only because you deny that you owe the money, right? It's not that the king comes to you and says, give me $100 tax, and you say, no, I'm not going to give it to you even though I owe it to you. You say, I don't owe it to you, right? The Havkos HaMelech, right?
No.
The king comes to you and says, you owe me $100, right? And you say, yes, I owe you $100, but I'm not going to pay you because I'm entitled not to pay. That's not what Havkos
HaMelech
is.
That's only
because
it's called Hashem.
Why not?
Havkos HaMelech means I go to you and I say, I don't owe you the money.
That's a lie.
Leaving out the the lie issue. Leaving out the lie, leaving out the lie for a second. There's no difference in the two. The point is, halacha says I'm allowed to not pay. Now, practically, if I admit to it, it's not going to work very well.
Right.
Okay, that's a practical issue. That's not the, it's not the halacha. It's good boy telling you, sir, that I have a right halachically not to pay you. How I'm going to do that, I got to figure out. I'll go to Rabbi Fulda and get advice, because he'll do it much better than I would. Okay, fine. But that's, you know, but that's a second step. The first step is, do I have a right to do that? So Lachlan said, yeah, I have a right to have Kiyah Chayv. The right to have Kiyah Chayv is the etzim, a right not to pay the Chayv to the king. That's what the Kesem is. I have a right not to pay my Chayv to the king. Zot the Mishnah, what do you mean? You have a right not to pay the Chayv to the king. You must pay the Chayv to the king, because the Machus Adin. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so now the Rambam doesn't get involved. You know, the Rambam, there is a din of Havkos Havor, but he's not learning that's Pshat in the Gemara. The Kesemish is saying, but there is a din of Havkos Havor, so okay, the Pshat in the Gemara is whatever. Mukhas Goy is because he overcharges. But that's true, fine. But there is still a reality called Havkos Havor. Why doesn't that play out that should undermine the din of Mukhas Dinah for taxes? That's the Kesemish's kasha. He's not learning inside the Gemara, inside the Hampshire Gemara. Again, the Hampshire Gemara, according to the Rambam, is not really a Hampshire. The Gemara says, Gemara says, Gufa. Amar Shmuel Dina Mechusadina. So Amar Rabba Teda, the Katli Dikli Begashri Gishri Rabin Ralayu. Amar Lebaya Vedilma Mishum De Yayish Lehu Minayu Marayu. Amar Lehu Ilata Dinam Chusadina Hechim Yayishi. Okay. So Rashi says Hechim Yayishi. Karami have a Yish. A Yish Kedi have it. That's more before the ninth parak. You take the pieces of wood, they still remain, they're still called the pieces of wood. So it's called pine wood. It's called decal wood. So it's called a piece of a decal wood. It's called a log, a decal log. Okay. Shmuel's then comes up four places in Shas. The more it says it in the Dorim, the more it says it in the Gittin, the Yidim Abayz, the more it says it in the Abbas, the Daph and Dalet, and Hey, says it twice, and the more it says it over here. The only place the more comes up with all of a sudden Rabba comes up with Teda. Now, I have my ritual over there. It says, listen, nobody argues with Dinamach Lazadina. It's like Dabar Pashat, etc. It's Betzim. It's been around for generations before Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva agreed with it, and everybody agreed with it, etc. All of a sudden, Rabbi Kiva wants to say, Teda, you should know that it's true, because otherwise, how can we understand this din? Like, what is Rabbi being Moisev? Like, what's. And the more it goes back, Gufa, Shmuel said this din, you know. And the reason why we're quoting it again, Pashat, we're quoting it again, is because of Rabba's bringing a riot to him. Okay. Now, what is Rabba's riot? Rabba's comes along and says, Teda. I'm asking a shayless amoris. What did Rabba do for us? Shmuel said that Mechus Adina. And Rabba said Teda because we do it. So, like, fair is the thought. And therefore, it must be we all agree to it. It must be the rabbi sanctioned it. Life can't continue. Otherwise, it must be that it's true. Like, what exactly does Rabbi, what's Rabbi's point? And then give you three options. Option, no, the third option, we'll go say that first again. Rabbi says, listen, you can't live life without it. Now, the king is doing these things. That's what he's doing. A. B, we're going to be stuck. We can't move. So must be the Nemechus Adin. Well, one option. Another option is, well, we're doing it. Must be somebody said it's okay. Our third option is, well, must be we agree that it's okay. I'm not sure which one it is. I'm none of them sound very compelling. Yeah.
You say that Rob is coming to add on to a level of the Nemechus Adin, we have this kind of Nemechus Adin that you do things really great, equally in all the other groups before. But here we're saying, like, if you collect the example of taking from one group of trees or something, one person's thing, it still would be called the Dina Machus Dina. And that's how far the Dina Machus Dina would go.
Okay. So are we suggesting that that Rava's Teda is not a proof to Shmuel. It's not his point. His point is you should know how. You should know how far we take the Nemachus Adino because we even allow X. So the Rashba comes along on this. The Chumash of Rashba in the Chelik Aleph Siman Tov Reish Lamed Zayin. And he addresses, Rabbi Field asks the question to Rabbi Sachs. He says, what about the guy down at the bottom? You know, so the Dina Mochus Dina. So does that mean that every single individual who is working for the king now has the authority of Dina Mochus Dina behind them? So the Rashba addresses that in the Tshuva. And the Rashba says, in this Gemara, you see that's what happened. You see even the more that it wasn't the king was coming along and cutting down the trees and making the bridges. It wasn't even necessarily that the king had, you know, the way Rashi learns the case was, we're talking about a bridge which was Nishburu, and they're fixing it. So, I understand, the original project has to go through the federal government, and they decide, we're going to build a bridge over the over River X. Okay, fine. So, but that's a decision of the king, and he says, go do whatever you got to do to make it happen. Good, very good. Right? This is, the local government says, you know, the bridge is deteriorating, we better do something about it. So they go, and they chop down the trees, and they put the trees onto the bridge, and now the bridge is working again. So how do we walk on it? It's Gezel. Elamai, you see that the power of the Dinah Mechuz Dinah goes down not only to the Beis HaMelech, but all the way down to the local sheriff, that he has the power to do that also. And he's doing it on his own discretion. It wasn't like he was told by the king to do better. He said, listen, your job as the sheriff is to make sure that the bridges work. Well, it wasn't necessarily given. That wasn't his job. Right? But he understands that, you know, part of the what has to happen is he decides that this is something he needs to do, and he does it. That's what Rashi understands the Gemara. Is that what Rava's trying to say? I'm not sure. He doesn't say that Rava's trying to say that. He just says that's what should come out from what Rava is saying. And we could suggest that possibly that is Rava is extending Shmuel's Din. The Lashon of our passion does not sound like that. I don't have a good understanding what Rava's goal is over here, exactly what he's saying. But the Rashi does take out of this Gemara an interesting, important lakuna in the Dinah Mechuz Adinah, that it's Lav Davka the Beis HaMelech. Now, well, I think what Raphael was asking was, what about the other way around? So I go to, you know, I have
what do you mean
I,
the other way
what?
What do you mean?
I'm concerned. So I owe taxes, and so I go to the local pakid, and he says, you know what, I'm owed the taxes. So can I accept that? Right? So, I mean, you want to take it, I don't know, I'm not advocating this, right? So I'm speeding, and the policeman stops, and he says, you know what, I'm not going to charge you this time. No, I have to pay. I was speeding. I owe the money. You can't be mindful of my money. You know, I'm not advocating that should happen. You know, I'm not saying we should do that. We're just saying, on a practical level, that, you know, that would be an interesting application. Does he have a right to forego? So,
it's going to be a little difficult because they're only charging you only if you became kind of with the policeman now.
Right, so the taxes is more of an issue, right? Does he have a right to forgo the taxes of the king? The Rashba is being mechadash only around. He has a right to charge. The question was, will the right to charge, the king said X, maybe that's inviolate. You can't touch what the king said. The king said X, you can't touch it. You could also charge more. We need, you know, he has a right to discretionary to add more. There's a right to pull back and say less.
And the IRS make a deal with you.
Right, so who is the IRS? You know, so if it's like, you know,
the agent,
is it the agent? Because the agent make a deal with you, right?
Yeah, like, you know, store, like sometimes they get them to the school or something like that, and they have an tax stamp for them, and sometimes I forget to bring it to the store. They don't, they'll say, okay, fine, that's much more. Can they? Based on knowing you're
that,
they have the right. They don't have the
point. Right. That's clear. Just, I mean, this shaila is lav dafka dinah mechuz adinah shaila. This is shaila, and you know, I walk into a store and the manager makes a deal with me. You know, we had a problem. You know what? You know, we'll let you keep it or whatever. So who? You know, the owner of the store is Sam Walton, and he says he didn't agree to that. It's his money. So what? Why am I allowed to go to the local Walmart and have the guy say, you know, the guy charges? You know what? It's not a problem. Keep it.
Right. I'm saying,
I understand. Saying, but how do you say that then? See, you have to understand that the original Minoy, when he was hired as officer, right. he was given a certain amount of discretion.
Right, the Pasha didn't hire this person at the store to say, like, you know, I'm giving you that authority, not that authority. Like, they say,
you know,
there's things with your life that...
Well, see, I have to say, like, you know, the sales tax is a very interesting thing, because sales tax, Be'etzim, is a very strange din, because Be'etzim, the Ikrit Chiv sales tax, according to like, America, I don't know what it was in Pennsylvania, American law, American law is on the buyer, not on the seller. The buyer, not the seller. But they realize that the buyers are not going to come on their own and offer the money, because that's, you know. There's something called a user tax, right? Everybody knows about a user tax in Maryland. User tax means if I buy something from out of state and I don't pay taxes, that's it. I'm obligated to inform the Maryland government and pay taxes on it. That's the law in Maryland. When you file your state tax at the end of the year, there's a form called the user tax, and you inform them, this year I bought something in Pennsylvania, da, 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 and they said, they mail it to me, and you know, I have to pay my 6%. I want you to know I want to pay my 6%. Right? Dinamachus and dinah are not. Right? What do you have to do that or not? You better ask your local Orthodox rabbi. I'm not passing that China.
Does your signature on the bottom mean that you're saying there was no usage? Or
no, it's a separate form. It's a separate form. Right? So now, is that Hafkos Havah? You'll work out. Ask for Menashe Klein. You know, is that considered Hafkos Havah? So, but so sales tax just happens to be, it's better than the same as the user tax. Really, I owe the money. Terrence says, but the state has noticed that user tax has not been a major source of income. And they don't want the same thing with sales tax. So they said, since we have the sellers over here, we're making them mechuyev to charge sales tax that you owe. That's it. It's a chayv on the buyer, not on the seller. But there's a law. The seller has to act as an agent for the government and collect it. He's becoming an agent for the government. That's really what his job is. So now, does he have a right to forgo being an agent for the government? I don't know. But that's not relevant to you. If you don't owe the money, you don't owe the money. You know, it's just that's, you know, that's his, you know, he'll burn in his Gehenna, but you're going to do it in Gehenna, you know, fine. If you call it Gehenna.
The government puts tax here on the seller, because the seller doesn't pay that tax, the government will put a lien on your house.
On the seller. I understand. So, I know that I'm buying taxes, I'm buying for the school. I know I don't owe the tax. He doesn't know that. He trusts me, which he has no right to trust me, because he law says he has to bring the card every time. Right? So he's taking a chance. Remember, that's his business. Right? But I'm not doing anything wrong. Am I overleaf the Hebrew? Well, you know, because I'm being mopshul him and then because of dinner, you know. Okay. Okay, the Morris says like this. The Morris says, you know what, I think it's, what time is it? I don't have a watch. I use my okay, let's hold it here.
Don't say it's like the Shaitan.
Okay. The Rashi's
Kiddush would be that it's
our. I agree with that. The Rashi learns the Gemara. The Rashi was a whole different nusach and the took as a Gemara. The case was not the original building, it was it was Nishbur, and he learns it up as never pushed it to him. Right? Now, the Gemara's next step is Vilho Ka'avdi Kadamra Malka. Malka Marzilu Bekotlu, we call Bagi, but Inu also Bekotlu Michad Baga. He didn't take all the trees for the bridge from all around the neighborhood, which is what the Malach told him to do, but rather he did it from one. So we're answering Shukha the Malka Kamalka. That the same way the Malach will Tarif, the Malach has a right, part of his the responsibility is on the city. But the Melech says, I'm not going to be Tzmatriach, I'm going to take from one, and you guys work it out. That's also part of the Schus of the Melech. Shluach Shiach of the Melech also has the right. Now, it wasn't something the Melech told him up front that that's what he's supposed to do, because what's the Chiddush? Let's get the right of the Melech. So Pasha, that's where Rashi is coming from. It's something more, Shluach of the Melech Kamalka, that more means this individual who represents the king here in the town, he's the king, of the, but on his own discretion can make that decision also. Okay, let's hold it here.